You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Hello, and welcome to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing Timberwolves content to you. Make sure to check out prior podcasts, as well as check out the Locked On NBA podcast. It's bringing you NBA news and updates every single day of the week. Not many places do that anymore. Not many specific podcasts do that. So make sure to go check out the Locked On NBA podcast. Today, we will be talking about Jimmy Butler, about three-point shooting, about the Timberwolves preseason games, and about the Timberwolves, the strategy that they're employing, and what you hope that you see things change, what you hope to see change over the coming days as we prep for the final preseason game, which is kicking off in just a few days here. But first, let's get to our daily Jimmy Butler segment. So Jimmy Butler, 3 weeks ago, it was about 3 weeks ago that he requested a trade, and now we have a trade falling through with the Miami Heat. So obviously, one of the biggest trade partners through all of this, and one of kind of the staples of the trade conversation through the last, I would say, week and a half, has been the Miami Heat. And we've talked about it a lot. We had David, one of the co-hosts of the Locked On Heat podcast, on the show to talk about it. We've been discussing it. We've been looking at it from a couple different angles. And all of a sudden, it falls through. What happened? So first of all, if you're reading a report from ESPN, from Adrian Wojnarowski of ESPN, you're seeing that the Timberwolves looked like they were pushing for too much, looked like they were talking the Miami Heat into giving up pieces like Josh Richardson, and they just pushed for too much, and the deal fell apart over the weekend. The other thing that happened was that it really felt like both teams kind of wanted a third person to step in on this deal, a third person to take on Deion Waiters' contract, and to maybe even take on Gorgie's contract, or to help one of these teams figure out a situation for Gorgie. Maybe somebody takes a couple pieces from the Miami Heat, the Miami Heat take Gorgie. But they needed it really felt like that both teams wanted a third team present, and they just couldn't find one. The other was that it just seems like the Timberwolves are pushing really hard for more pieces than they can hope to expect in this deal. Again, you're between a rock and a hard place when other teams know that your player can just walk in the summer, and that you're going to lose everything there, and so they can wait you out, essentially, and then maybe try and join the crew of teams pitching for Jimmy Butler. So, obviously, there's a little bit of we've got your game plan, so you've got to give up on some of the stuff you're asking for. But it really feels like the Timberwolves haven't been backing down from what they want for Jimmy Butler, which I don't know. I've got mixed feelings about how to take that. The one way to look at it is that it's admirable that a team can fight and you're not going to end up with just some other team's broken pieces for Jimmy Butler. It's admirable that they're fighting not only to get rid of Jimmy Butler, but also to get rid of Gorgie's contract and to get actual pieces that they can use this year back. At the same time, if you do want to get this deal done, you have to be flexible on what you're looking for. You have to be flexible. And it just feels like their flexibility right now is not matching what reality is calling for. What really needs to happen is a lot more flexibility on what they're looking for versus what is actually happening. And so if they're trying to get this deal done, there's only a few days left until the final preseason game for Minnesota. And then the 16th, we're 8 days away. The 16th is when the regular season kicks off. So we are not that far away, folks. And the Timberwolves just lost their best trade partner for Jimmy Butler. Or at least as far as we're led to believe, that was the best trade partner. That was the guy that the girl that you brought to the dance that was going to stick with you, it seemed like. And now that has fallen apart. So that puts a lot more stress, I believe, on the Timberwolves, just because now you've got to start from scratch with another team. And these things take time anyways. And so the clock is running out. Jimmy Butler is getting more frustrated. The franchise is still making the same mistakes in a serious trade partner, the Miami Heat, as they were with a potential flirtatious trade partner like the 76ers. They're still making the same mistakes. They're still going for too much, and they're going broke instead. And I'm not sure what changes, because this is not Tibbs. Glenn Taylor is handling a lot of this stuff right now. There's not another guy that can step in and say, okay, I'll take over this. I mean, that was Tibbs, and that was taken away from him. And now the next guy up is swinging for the fences and missing. And so I'm not sure what happens here, because now it seems like as the desperation grows, the Timberwolves are going to continually muff on some of these things. And so I thought going into the weekend that this deal still could get done before the season. I'm not so confident anymore. 8 days left, not so confident anymore. And that's just my honest opinion. It's not something I like. It's not something I want to happen. But that's where we are now. We're at a spot where the Timberwolves really might actually not get this done, which is truly unfortunate. But the thing of it is that if they continue to make Gorgui a staple of this contract, or of this trade, excuse me, then you're probably still going to need a third team for most teams that you're doing a deal with. I don't know if the Clippers would be willing to take him. Maybe that's your best shot right now. Is the Clippers, you trade a couple pieces, or they trade a bunch of pieces and you give them Gorgui and Jimmy Butler and maybe somebody else. But as far as other teams, like if you're looking at the Knicks or even the Nets, I'm not sure if either one of those teams take on Gorgui's contract. If you're trying to find another team outside of those three that Jimmy listed, or the Miami Heat, even a team like the Kings, they've got a lot of centers already. I don't know if they're willing to take Gorgui. And so there's a lot of spots where there's potential there for a Jimmy Butler trade, but I think they've got to relax on the Gorgui. I think that it's really good that they're actively trying to get his contract with the books, and that's something that needs to happen. But I don't know if it happens with this trade, and I especially don't know if it happens with this trade if you're still assuming you can get this done before the season starts. And so I think it's going to take a little bit of a shift in perspective from the front office of the Timberwolves, and I don't know if they have it in them. I really don't. And so I'm skeptical as to whether this gets done before the season now. But as it gets closer, maybe there's an injury. I mean, obviously you don't hope for injuries, but so many things are in flux. I mean, if an injury happens to a team and all of a sudden they need somebody desperately bad, maybe it puts them in a situation. But if you're banking on injuries to get your trade pushed through, that's not a good spot to be in. And so the Timberwolves are in a rough spot. It's a real bummer the Miami deal fell through, because that felt like kind of their best trade partner that they've kind of courted over the last few weeks. And to have that fall through really puts you behind the eight ball here. So we'll see. We'll keep track of you. Obviously, we'll keep you updated on what happens. But I'm skeptical as to whether this deal gets done before the regular season. Going into the weekend, I would say there was a 80% chance of it getting done. Heading out of the weekend and wasting all that time on a deal that fell through, I would say it's about a 40 now. So that's where we're at with the Timberwolves and the trade deal with Jimmy Butler. I'm going to take a quick break for some sponsors now, and then we're going to get to the preseason basketball games. First, some sponsors. So the Timberwolves have played some basketball, and we got to talk about it. And I'm not sure if it's going to be more fun to talk about than Jimmy Butler, but I would like to start this by saying this. I've seen this in a few places where a lot of people are talking about how it feels like the preseason this year is being taken a little too seriously. I've seen in a couple spots that it has been criticized to people that while it's good to be excited about basketball being back, it is possible to take too much away from these exhibition games, and they are just exhibition games. And I don't know if I'm guilty of that, but I don't want people to assume that I'm demeaning and crushing a Timberwolves season before it even gets started in preseason games. Again, I just want to say these are some things that I notice, but I don't think these are things to necessarily get concerned about yet. But I do think that is important to notice some tidbits, because I think it will help indicate what is going to happen, at least at the start of a season for your team. And when you're looking at the Timberwolves, when I'm noticing a few things, I'm not hitting the panic button on anything, but I'm saying, look at this. This might say something about what's happening in the regular season. And when I talked about how it was encouraging for the Timberwolves to shoot a lot of threes, but that was stereotypical of their pattern of how they play games, I think that that is something that you can take into next season because it happened last season and because it's still happening in the preseason, but I'm not hitting the panic button on it yet necessarily. And so this is definitely something that you should take note of. The Timberwolves against Milwaukee, they shot 22 three-pointers, and against OKC, they shot 21. Again, when you're playing a team like the Warriors or a team like Boston, a team like the Cavaliers, the Timberwolves tended to elevate their game. They tended to hit another level of intensity. They tended to have more of their players really buy into that game and really buy into a different system. They tended to spread the ball a little better. They tended to attack better at different levels. And I think you saw that again in the preseason game against the Warriors. The one preseason game they won, they shot 33s, and they played faster. They played more spread out. And they gave Towns a little more to work, and the big guys, not just Towns, but the big guys down low, a little more to work with, and they looked a lot better and a lot crisper. And now you see them against the Thunder, against the Bucks, the threes are low, and the game is tightened up, and I think that's kind of how they looked. And that's not even an incrimination of the Bucks or the Thunder, but you got to get up for every game, and you've got to really put in the effort for every game. And so maybe for things like against the Thunder, I feel like that's a big time game you should get up for. Maybe they just see some things where they think their strategy should be more directed at the front court. But whatever it is, they're playing tightened up. They're not spreading out enough, and the 3-point attempts are down. And that's not good, because the better version of this basketball team is when they spread the floor. And when they really do make it about Towns versus everybody in the paint, but they're getting as many people out of the paint because they've spread the floor. And I'm not saying they should play isolation ball, but I think the formula that the Rockets, there's something to the Rockets' style that the Timberwolves can steal from. Again, I'm not saying isolation ball. I'm not saying that they don't have a James Harden to run their offense and play a lot of isolation ball at the top and just keep guys open. But I think that if you're playing more on the perimeter, whoever they're running the offense through, whether that's Wiggins, whether that's Teague, whether that's Derrick Rose, whether it's Tyus Jones, if you're running more stuff instead of at the free throw line, at the three-point line, that's opening up a lot for Towns. And that's giving Towns a lot of easy looks and a lot of easy defense to play against. And Towns can do it. You can run the offense through Towns. Towns can beat two guys. Towns can run the, you can run the offense through him. Towns is a really exceptional player and a lot better than Clint Capella. But I think that that's got to be a strategy that you deploy. That's something that you're playing. And then once you play off, once you have Towns playing off ball and you're running a bunch of stuff high and you're getting Towns really good looks one-on-one, then you go and you run some possessions through Towns, and then you run some things through Towns, and now you're switching up. You have enough in your offense that's changing and looking different from quarter to quarter, possession to possession, where it's going to be a lot harder to defend you. But right now, if you're the Timberwolves and you're just pulling everything and making everything more compressed in the paint, it's really easy to defend you. You're going where everybody is. And it's not a great look for the Timberwolves. The Timberwolves have not looked good these last couple of games. And you also had that quote from Jeff Teague. I saw it on Dame Moore's Twitter feed. I believe he got it from an interview. If he got it from another article, I apologize to the original article. I'm not sure where he pulled it from. I'm pretty sure it's from one of his articles. But I saw this on Dame Moore's Twitter feed. He's an NBA writer for ZoneCoverage.com. Been on the show quite a few times, used to work with him, great guy. But there's a quote from Jeff Teague about how you could tell the difference between teams that met up and worked out and worked on things together over the summer versus the Timberwolves, who didn't really see each other before they started the preseason. And that's concerning. I'm willing to say that's a little concerning, that your team is just that far behind everyone else. Because it is. You are behind other people. You are behind other rosters when you're not working on things over the summer, and they are. And you're not getting on the same page over the summer, and they are. These are young guys on this team. Kia-based job. Josh Okogie. You're not helping them out by not being around them and not getting them in the system and not getting everyone on the same page. And you know what? You're not helping guys. Jeff Teague's not helping himself. Towns isn't helping himself. Wiggins isn't helping himself to not be on the same page with these guys. And it's a bummer that the team was in an error in such a – I think that speaks to the problems of this locker room, that it was in such a disarray that instead of getting together, they just wanted to stay away from each other for a little bit. And so hopefully that's not the mindset of this team right now. But if that's the way it was, I mean – there was a way for these guys to get together without Jimmy Butler being there. It would have been awkward, and it would have been a storyline. But if you really want to get stuff worked out, and you really want to work on stuff with your teammates, even if you hate one of those teammates, there's a way to do it where you can still get on the same page with some guys and either work around that stuff or just suck it up, be a professional, and be there. At least get on the same page with these young guys and get these young guys on the same page if you anticipate, especially guys like Josh Okogie, who potentially could be in the lineup a decent amount here. If and you're not getting in together with those guys and not working with those guys over the summer, that's a real bummer. And that really speaks to how bad the locker room was, but also maybe some of the stuff Jimmy Butler was saying was right. I mean, I've worked in some places where I don't like the people I work with, and I've sucked it up. And again, nobody cares about me because nobody's paying me millions of dollars to do anything. But I'm just saying, if you really care about your craft, stuff like an annoying coworker is not going to hold you back from the passion of making your squad better at whatever you're doing, whatever this is. Not, it doesn't even apply to just basketball. It applies to anything in life. If you're passionate about something, really, truly passionate about something, and you have opportunities to work and hone that skill and work on your craft, stuff like a coworker is not going to get in your way. It's going to be a bummer. It's going to suck. Don't get me wrong. It is a bummer when you have a coworker that you don't like or that doesn't like you, and that kind of makes – makes work not as great as it could be. But when you're truly passionate about your craft, and again, not your job, because your job and your career or your craft are two very different things. And for those of you who have a job and are working towards your career or working towards a craft that you want to be in the rest of your life, you know exactly what I'm talking about. But those are two very different things. And so if you're truly passionate about that craft, then you're going to get there. And it doesn't matter if Jimmy Butler's yelling at you or making you feel bad. And it doesn't matter that he might not be on the team and the front office is working out. Either you get together with teammates and you don't exclude him and deal with the storylines, or you deal with Jimmy Butler and you get together with your teammates. And so that doesn't speak volumes about the Timberwolves' character as a whole over the summer. But you just hope that they work their asses off in practices and that they can somehow find some continuity in the coming 8 days to get ready for this season. But that's concerning to know that nobody was really working with anybody over the summer. That's kind of concerning. That if there's anything from preseason to be concerned about, it's definitely that. The other thing, and this is the last point before we head out here, the other thing that I wanted to talk about was Andrew Wiggins. He has not had a great preseason. He has not had a fantastic preseason. It continued with 4 points against Milwaukee. Not a ton of shots. Did not find double-digit shot attempts in that game. And then you had a very quiet outing against OKC as well for this team. For Wiggins. He only had 4 points in that game. Again, only 9 shot attempts in 27 minutes. You got to see him more involved in the offense, I think. You got to see him get more shots. You got to see him running to the rim more. You got to see him around the basket more. And then he's got to find a rhythm from that intermediate shot. He really does. He's got to be the guy that kind of takes those shots that Jimmy Butler used to take at that like 15 to 18 foot range. That can be his shot, and he can do that and getting to the rim, getting to the basket. Again, he's not a three-point shooter. Don't make him a three-point shooter. I don't think they are attempting to right now, but you also gotta give him a shot. Give him more catch and shoot stuff. Give him more looks where he's off ball and running to the rim. And then on Andrew Wiggins' side of things, okay. They're sticking with you and Towns. They're moving Butler. You didn't like Butler. They're moving Butler. You're the second guy again. You're not the third piece on this team anymore. So show us something here. Give us something, because you got the contract after a good season. Let's just follow the train of events. He has a decent season 2 years ago. He has a good season. They give him, after a long summer that included him firing his agent and them still pushing through a deal, even though he was finishing the deal agentless, they give him the max contract. They set up a great team. They go into the season. He's complaining about Jimmy Butler. He doesn't like Jimmy Butler. They don't get along. He doesn't like being the third person on the team, and he doesn't like a guy criticizing his work ethic. Jimmy Butler is criticizing his work ethic and saying that he needs to be there for every game. Fast forward to the summer. Now Wiggins is successful in pushing out. He's the guy who survives. They had to move pieces, and they keep Wiggins. They keep Towns. They move Jimmy Butler. Again, that probably has more to do with Towns wanting to move Butler or Towns wanting Butler to get moved. But nevertheless, Wiggins wins from Jimmy Butler needing to get traded. So now you have him moving. You have your brother celebrating the move. Now we get into the preseason, and he's just looked bad. He hasn't been in a rhythm. He's been off. There's some criticisms for the scheme there, but he hasn't been great in the preseason. If you're going to complain about being the third fiddle, if you're going to get the max contract, if you're going to need somebody not yelling at you about your work ethic, and you've got to be, and you need a better work environment, a better team environment, a better locker room environment, and they're giving you all this stuff, and they're giving you the contract, it's time to show it. It's really time to show it. You've got I want Wiggins working on his shot, working against defenders all night, 24/7, until the start of the season. For the next 8 days, I don't want to see you out of a basketball gym. Work on your shot. Up your percentage, because when you're against OKC and you shoot 22% from the field, that's unacceptable, okay? I don't care if it's a preseason game. Be better. Be better. Wiggins needs to show us more. If you're concerned about two things as a Timberwolves fan, I'd be concerned about what you've seen from Wiggins, and I would be concerned about Jeff Teague saying, we never really hung out over the summer and did anything, and we never talked about being a better basketball team over the summer. Those are two things that need to change. The Timberwolves need to really buy into this roster and really buy into this program this year, where they're going to go back to square one. And Wiggins really needs to fix himself and fix what's going on with it. But what's ever going on between his ears and with his shot, he needs to fix himself, or then you maybe bought into the wrong guy. And that really is a bummer. But either way, whatever happens, Wiggins needs to be on high alert and needs to be – Wiggins just needs to be better, man. And that's something that the scheme can fix a little bit, but he's also just got to take advantage of situations and matchups. And he's a really fast player who can get to the rim really quickly, super athletic dude. He needs to use some of that stuff. He can burn people in man-to-man defense. And you saw – over the last couple of years, his catch and shoot numbers were good. He's a good catch and shoot player. He needs to maximize some of his just raw ability with effort and with work ethic and with time off the court. And I don't know what he's doing right now, but he's not playing very well, and it needs to change. And it needs to change quick because the season is coming. The season starts in 8 days, so hopefully some of this stuff can get ironed out. Hopefully. 8 days away. I'm excited for the season to start nevertheless, though. All right, because we didn't talk about it at all, but Towns looked like a beast against Milwaukee, 33 points. He's a stud, and he's clearly ready and raring to go. So if all else, that first game against San Antonio, you can bet that Towns is going to go and be really good. And that's something to be excited about. So that's all I got for you guys. 8 days to the season. Super excited about it. Thank you so much for listening to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast.